Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and glad you're here. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. And, you know, today marks our celebration, the first day of our anniversary celebration. The Small Business Advocate Show is wrapping up its 15th year on the air this week. Next week, in fact, Monday is the actual, Monday will be our first day of the 16th year. So we're celebrating our 15th anniversary this year, this week. As I said earlier, I'm giving you fair warning, we're always obnoxious on the show, but we're a little bit extra, maybe I should say I am going to be a little bit more obnoxious this week because we're celebrating a milestone, and I think you should do the same thing. So when you hear me talking about some of these things, think about your own business. Think about some things that you've accomplished, some accomplishments, some milestones, awards, whatever it might be that you should not let go by. You should be proud of those. You should celebrate them. You should let other people join in your celebration the way you're joining me right now. And, you know, there is something that happened 15 years ago today, though. And that is that the week before I started broadcasting live on my show, I came to my studio and I did a show for 5 days in a row. I had not done this before. I'd not been a talk show host before I started doing it. And so I wanted to practice. So I literally came to the office the week before and did a show every day at the same time, getting used to getting in and out of the clock, watching my time, et cetera, et cetera, and developing content in this medium. And so I was committed. I was dedicated. And I'd like to think that that kind of practice, that kind of preparation paid off. And so we've been doing this ever since. You know, we've been nationally syndicated since then. We've had stations all over the country. They come and they go. We survived the aggregation, the consolidation, the conglomeratization of radio, the radio industry. It was ugly, in my opinion. What happened when radio went Wall Street? I warned him. I said, when you go Wall Street, Wall Street will own you. And it turned out that Wall Street, in my opinion, hurt the radio industry. I don't think there's any question about that. But all that time, we were an independent syndicator, and we still survived. And for all these years, many people, many, many, many people did not survive. And we did. And that's a milestone for us. That's something we're proud of. You know, today, next Monday, I should say, will be my 3,901st live broadcast since we began doing the show, including all the holidays. Next Thursday will be Thanksgiving Day, right? That will be my 16th consecutive live Thanksgiving Day show. I do all the holidays. If it's Monday through Friday, it's a holiday. I'm going to do the show. I've done every single one of them. You know what? There is one. I'm going to back up. There was one that I didn't do. I was on a cruise in Alaska on Labor Day 2 years ago. I have to be honest. That was the only holiday I didn't do live, and I just didn't do it because I couldn't from where I was. But I've conducted in the last 15 years 15,500. Live interviews. By the end of this week, 15,500 live interviews, and I've enjoyed every one of them. Well, almost every one of them, pretty much every one of them. So you know, when you hear me talking about being passionate about work, about the work that you do, when you hear me talk about what it takes to show up and to be successful as a small business owner, you've got to love it. You have to love it. I wouldn't rather be anywhere else. I wouldn't rather be doing anything else in my life. All the different times I've reinvented myself over my life, over my long career, I've always gotten tired of whatever I did after 5 or 6 years, and I moved on to something else. Not this. Of course, I love work. Fundamentally, underlying all of it, I love going to work. I do like working. And so that makes a big deal. But I like what I'm doing now because it's serving some very important people, small business owners, you small business owners. That's one of the reasons. I think about you. Whenever I get up and to come to work, I think about you. I think about your commitment, what you're doing. And I think, you know what, if I can help those people do a better job of what they're doing, then that's what I should be doing. We got some other milestones. Another milestone we're celebrating this week, and that's the 13th anniversary of our electronic newsletter, the Small Business Advocate newsletter. This week, volume 13, issue 52, will represent 676 consecutive weekly issues since 1999 without missing an edition. And those of you who are subscribing, who've subscribed to my free newsletter, thank you for that. If you haven't, please go to the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's a 15-year-old website, by the way. Go there and subscribe to our newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon, and you'll get the brand new, 14 first edition of the 14th year of that newsletter. You'll get that. So please do that, folks. Everything I do is all for you. All the things that we've added, the video series we've got on the website, our mobile site, that you can take advantage of with your smartphone, all those things, all the work that we do here is dedicated to you, small business owners. You are my heroes. You're why I do what I do, and I appreciate you. Appreciate you allowing me to serve you. To quick break, 29 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back. Dream lover, so I don't have to dream
alone. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.